Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. You may know Jen Gomma as the lead singer of the band A Sunny Day in Glasgow, but this music comes from her new project called Showtime Gomma and an album called Smiley Face. Now, A Sunny Day in Glasgow's name was a bit of a head fake, but Showtime Gomma's album is actually pretty accurately named because this is some of the most irrepressible dance pop that you will hear this year. Jen and her band are going to play some of those songs for us here live in the sound.
I'm so sorry, John. We're definitely going to play some songs live. It's just my band isn't here yet.
I should have noticed that.
Yeah,
What happened?
I'm not exactly sure. They're usually pretty prompt. Greg Sanye, he's gonna play the drums. He's a really, really good drummer. Everyone
from Deerhoof.
Yeah. And then my friend Teenie is also coming. I don't know if you know Teenie Lieberson.
Of course, from the band Teen.
Yeah.
She's been here a couple of times. She's great.
She's really.
But none
great.
Of these people are here.
Not
so.
Yet. But again, let me just give him a call because he's probably just like downstairs or
really?
in the bathroom or something. Let me just.
You're gonna call him right here?
Yeah. Let me just.
Jen, is that you?
Greg, buddy, where are you?
Where am I? I'm at the Sbarro's, like we talked about.
No, not Sbarro's. Sound check. I wanted you to come to sound check to play the drums.
What? Well, I just ordered the Stromboli for us. I'm sitting here at the table. They set up candles and everything. I thought we were having a lunch date.
No.
Where did you say you were?
Yeah, sound check. WNYC sound check.
Ah, cool. All right. On the radio and everything.
Yeah, well, right now.
Okay, priorities. Now. Okay. So,
yeah, no, I don't want your food to get cold. You go. I'm really happy for you. That sounds like a really good lunch. You know, we'll talk
wait,
soon.
Wait, but what are you... You're playing a live broadcast concert on the radio now.
Uh-huh,
What are you going to do for drums?
That's an excellent question.
Stuff we've been practicing. This is kind of weird, actually. I don't know why I thought we were doing a lunch date. So you've got no drummer now. Well, okay. I hope you have a great time, Jen. That you're invited back to WNYC after whatever is about to happen.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be a problem. John Schaefer seems like a pretty understanding guy. I think we'll figure it out. But all right. Well, enjoy your lunch. Bye,
okay,
Greg.
Bye-bye. Have fun.
All right. Yes, I'm an understanding guy, but I'm not understanding this. So now what do we do here, Jen?
I have some music on my phone. I could just like sing over this for a little bit. The song is for you. This song is for all of you because it's vague enough to be true.
Stop!
For you.
Jen! Oh. Jen!
Yeah?
Oh my God, I'm so sorry I'm late. Hi, I'm
Lorelai.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Jen's manager.
Nice to meet you.
What is your name? John? Sean?
John.
It's actually Sean John.
Sean John.
Sean John.
John.
Sean John, I am so happy to be here.
Lorelai, thank God you're here.
Yeah,
none of the people showed up.
No, nobody Greg, showed up.
No,
I'm so sorry,
Greg didn't
honey.
Show up and tease me
I am
here
so
yet.
Sorry, honey.
It's okay. It's still gonna be fun. Greg's having a really good lunch. So I'm really happy for
That's
him about
good.
That.
That's good.
So if he can't be here, at least he's eating good food.
Exactly.
Right. So what do we do while Greg is
well,
having
you
his
know
fun
what?
Lunch?
I think we can do Sean John. We can
just John.
Sean John Schaefer.
Sean. Oh my God, beautiful. Is that French?
Yes, it is French.
Oh my God, I've never been on a French podcast before.
What are we going to do?
You must have somebody in here that can play stuff, right?
Everyone here's got to play an instrument. I mean,
there's a ton of people.
There's so many people.
There's so many people running around.
I think that's why I didn't notice my band was here, because there's just so many people here. Like, I mean, that guy, he's polishing guitars and guitar chords. Like, he must at least know how to use that thing.
That's Jason. He's our guitar tech.
Oh.
Guitar tech.
Are we allowed to talk to him?
Yeah, I guess so.
Hi. Well, excuse me.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yep. Hi.
Oh, wait, Jen.
Yes.
I can handle this.
Okay, thank you so much.
Hello, sir.
Hi.
English?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Guitar, play guitar?
I polish guitars.
But huh? Do you think that you could maybe, like, if you were holding it in your hands, could you maybe get some sound?
I don't play them.
You don't play at all?
Jen, hired me to clean
hold on. I think I'm getting through to him.
Oh, okay.
In his language.
Yeah.
Play guitar for Jen?
For Jen?
Yes. See?
I see Jen, yeah. Ooh.
Okay.
Hi, Jen.
He sees you.
Okay.
I think we're off to a good start.
Yeah, that sounds like consent.
Yeah.
All right. Great. I'm on cloud nine right now.
Jen, bring it down to cloud two, okay?
Bring my arms down?
Bring your arms down.
Oh, okay.
Because we're still looking for other stuff.
Right.
You know, to make this work.
We need some low end.
Well, we do. I mean, there's stuff in the closet over
there.
Oh,
okay. You know, do you mind if we go inside?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Good. Oh, okay. Oh, there's a big box in there.
Yeah, don't go near that.
No? Oh.
What's in the box?
Sort of looks like the most promising thing in this closet. Just some brooms and then this
huge No, but there's keyboard box. Stands and, you know, don't worry about the box.
Oh, I really want to see what's in the box, though.
I think we can just dust off the box. Can we just
dust it off? It's really cold.
Yeah.
It's like cold to the touch.
All right, so really look, so bands keep coming in here and they leave their bass players behind.
Uh-huh.
And we can't afford to feed them, so we start freezing them. And
Wait. You freeze your bass players.
They're not ours. People leave them here.
But you freeze them?
Well, I don't personally
freeze them. To keep them fresh.
Yeah.
So you must have the freshest, funkiest bass players in this frozen box.
Oh, well, as long as you're dusting, see what his name is. See what it says on the top there.
What does it say?
I mean, it just says cryogenically frozen session bass player.
All right, that's probably Josh
player.
Then.
Josh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He's a session guy, Josh. Sounds
apparently.
Like a session guy's name.
Okay, well, I have some questions. Jen, mm-hmm. Do you mind if I ask, how long does it take to thaw?
We've never actually thawed one of them, so.
Oh, okay.
Do we have like a space heater or something to just thaw it out really quick? Because we're going to need this like right now.
You guys had some hot tea earlier. Can we get some more hot tea in here?
Hot tea, that's
anything
a great
you
idea,
want.
Jen.
Anything you want.
Oh,
Jen,
thank
that's
you, Lorelai.
A great idea.
I love you.
I love you too.
I'm so glad you're here with me.
I love everything you do. And I think you're a star. And one day the world will see what I see. You know, when I look into your eyes, there's something else. There's something magic. Oh, you're like Michael Jackson.
Oh,
you know?
I don't know what you say
about. Okay, all right.
Okay, I think I'm done over here. Here's your bass player. Okay.
Oh, he's done.
Okay.
He's thawed out.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
What a bassy voice.
Can you turn the air conditioning down? It's cold inside.
Oh, you must be so cold. You just got unfrozen.
Yeah.
Okay, listen.
Don't be too nice to him. You don't know what kind of person he is.
Yeah, you're right.
Just between you and me. Yeah. I'll handle this.
Okay, thank
Hello.
You.
Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
I don't remember. I was just here and we played and... You know, they gave me a drink, and I took a nap, and...
They gave you a drink?
Yeah. It was hot tea, I think.
And you
kind
don't remember...
Put you right to sleep.
Can I have some more hot tea?
So I know you're probably a little confused right now, cryo bass man, but I need a bass player to play a song so we can get you some tea. Would you be willing to play for your tea?
I think we could do that, because I'm quite cold.
Oh, man! Could this day get any better? We got a guitar player. We got a bass player.
What about a drummer?
Oh, yeah. Mm. I could do it. I could play the drums.
I don't know, Jen.
I don't know either, but let's find out.
Really? No,
your
arms are too small.
Well, she's running over to the drum kit.
I'll just get really close to the drums.
I think we are finally going to have the first of our performances from Jen Goma and what will pass for Showtime Goma here in the Soundcheck studio. And Jen, what is the name of this first song you're going to do?
Luckily, the name of the song is called Big Disaster. One, two, three, four!
Oh.
Whoa, guitar, yeah. Guitar tech, man.
Ooh, that felt pretty good.
That was amazing.
Ooh.
That was amazing.
Thanks.
What was that?
Oh, that was a power chord.
A power chord.
Power.
Oh, I love it. What's that thing you do with your arms?
I was like thinking about windmills, and so I just spin my arms around.
So what do you call it?
Did it look cool? I don't know. What should I call it?
About windmills is kind of long.
Thinking about windmills is what I call that move.
I loved it.
More of that?
Listen, if you're going to bring that sort of energy, I think that's what this song needs, is that, more of that. Let me see what I can do over here. Yeah. That feels good. Yeah. All right. I'm picking up what you're putting down. Let's try this again.
One, two, three, four.
That is Showtime Goma, some semblance of that band led by singer and drummer Jen Goma. The album is called Smiley Face and Big Disaster Averted, with the first of a set of live performances here in the Soundcheck studio. Greg Saunier of Deerhoof is apparently the drummer of choice for that piece, Jen, but you sounded great filling in for him here.
Oh, man, that was one of the most incredible highs I think I've ever felt in my life.
How many different instruments do you play?
Well, now we can add drums to it, right, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Actually, that made me, I feel like kind of dizzy. Like, oh, whew.
Do you need something?
That tea would be really...
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, the tea.
John?
Yeah, I'm kind of hosting a show right now.
No, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry. I'm good.
I don't know.
I'm good.
So let me ask you something. I mean, Greg didn't just drum on one song, right? This record, Smiley Face.
Mm-hmm.
The two of you kind of worked pretty closely together on it, right?
Yeah, we did. He told me exactly where he lives, and then I would go over there and you know, he didn't pat me down or anything. He like would let me inside and let me hang out, and we just worked
That's
on...
That's more than I would do at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, I totally understand that. I was shocked. He was one of the first people to ever treat me with that kind of kindness.
Yeah. So let me ask, did you set out to make a Sunny record, or did you just at the end of the day find that you'd written a whole bunch of songs that had, you know, this kind of mood to them?
Yeah, I guess that, I mean, these are just the songs in my heart. And I guess at the time, you know, sometimes it just feels like an out-of-body experience. I mean, that, you know, what we just did, I completely blacked out. Like, I have no idea what just happened. And I feel that way about this record. Yeah. I'm not entirely sure how it happened.
Yeah. And it seems like, you know, you mentioned before, not just Greg, but also Teeny Lieberson from the band Teen is on the record. So, you know, pulling some of your label bandmates from A Sunny Day in Glasgow are on the record. So it sounds like it was a bunch of friends coming together and working on this.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of friends getting those just exact addresses. And that was the main inspiration for the record. I would see these people around and I was just like, where do you live? You know, like streets, cross streets, sure, but like exact house numbers. Where do you live? And really, they wouldn't tell me unless I had a good reason, you know.
Well, I just wish some of those folks could have been here with us today, but...
me too, because Lorelai, I don't think I can play the drums anymore because it made me so tired.
Okay, honey, you don't have to play the drums. You don't have to do whatever you don't want to do. I'm here for you.
Okay. I just got here, guys. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Teeny.
Thank God. Behind the piano. You can't really see me.
Oh, let me go to the piano. 1 second. Oh.
Teeny Lieberson.
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
Good to see you again, Teeny.
Hi, you too.
Hi, Teeny.
Hi.
Can I sit next to you right on the bench? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Oh, buddy.
Hey.
You missed it. I played the drums.
Oh.
I know. That's the right response. Mm. It went kind of like that, I think.
Jen, well, we could do this song without drums, don't
Jen,
you think?
Mm-hmm. Just letting you know, you did an amazing job on the drums.
Oh, my God.
And you could possibly be a big-time drummer with more training.
Okay.
So just letting you know that before you go off into your next song. I'll just stand back over here with the porcupines.
Thank you so much.
So now that you're at the piano, though... What are you and Teeny and Jason, the guitar tech and cryo bass guy, what do you want to do next?
John, you're such a music lover. You really just want us to be playing music this whole time. And I like that about you. I guess, this is pretty comfortable. How about we just sit at this piano together and sing?
Yeah.
Like we do all the time at home.
Yeah.
We could do Propel.
Propel?
Yeah, we both know that one. Jason, you can hang back on this one.
Oh,
just
that
relax.
Would be great. Yeah, I love to relax.
Oh yeah, please. Yeah. Oh, he's laying down. Yes. Like, what's that famous guy who lays down when he practices?
Oh, Marvin Gaye does it sometimes.
Marvin Gaye, like the famous Marvin Gaye.
Famous laying down.
Yeah, he's pretty famous.
So Josh, though, bass would be really great on this song. I'm not really great at talking about music. It's more
arpeggios.
Yeah, I can't really articulate. You know when you have a feeling and you feel it before you can articulate it?
Something like...
Oh, yeah. I knew I could trust you. I think I can trust you. Yeah.
So bad. Oh,
never find your reason. Take it one time, don't let it fall away. Bury your force, don't ask no questions. Don't run away, run away, run away.
The band is Showtime Goma, led by singer and pianist Jen Goma. And boy, after getting off to a rocky start with this edition of Soundcheck, we've heard a couple of really lovely performances. That one with Jen at our piano alongside Teenie Lieberson, also at the piano and singing some backing vocals, and Josh, the cryo bass guy, helping out as well. So Showtime Goma is performing on July 9th, that's a Sunday night, at Union Pool in Brooklyn. Jen, what will the touring version of this band be like?
That's a really good question. I mean, I think after what, I mean, Lorelai really and I, we have to have a talk about
people who didn't
show up today, because, I mean, Greg Sonia, he's a great drummer, but, you know, if he can't be counted upon to show up, I mean, I'm really happy for him that he's having a beautiful lunch right now, but... not sure.
Okay.
Official answer, unsure.
But Jen, we're touring.
That's true. I mean, I know at least the version of that band. Showtime Goma and Nancy Feast is a performance project that Teenie and I have together. And we're opening for Montreal in September, in the first 2 weeks of September.
Well, actually, the video for the song you just did, Propel, has Nancy Feast and Showtime Goma surrounding the performance of the song itself.
Yeah. Right. And if you've noticed, I'm in the background
of every video that I make.
Every video
that I make. Lorelai is in the background. She's like my Stanley Kubrick.
I hadn't actually noticed that, but okay. So Showtime Goma, the album is called Smiley Face. Do you write quickly?
Sometimes. You know, sometimes when...
No. Not at all.
Not quick enough for her.
You know, whenever I'm standing over Jen as she's writing, because we live together, I have a little room where she lives.
Inside of my little room.
Inside of her little room. And whenever I'm standing over her, which is like every morning, like around 6 a.m., and she's trying to write, it takes her hours, you know. Usually she can write when I'm gone.
And that's a coincidence, really.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm. Right. Mm. Okay, what would you like to play for us next?
I have had just such a great time here with everybody.
Really?
With Jason, the guitar tech.
Hi.
And with Josh, the cryo bass guy. And obviously with Lorelei. I mean, we have a great time
and
every day.
You.
And John, especially with you and with Teeny, I would actually, if you don't mind, I know that we were going to play a song from the record, but
Secret Energy, right?
Yeah, I would just, that old rag, I would love to just write a song right now with you guys. We can all play. I mean, this was the first time we'd ever played this music together. Like, let's take it to the limit one more time, you know? Let's write a new song today. And we'll call it Soundcheck 2017. What do you guys say?
Let's do it. Okay. Let's do it.
Yeah?
And
sure.
Yeah? Okay. So let's hear whatever this turns out to be from the band Showtime Goma.
Soundcheck 2017.
Stand up tall and be brave. Soundcheck 2017.
That sounded great. That's Jen Goma and the band Showtime Goma live here in the Soundcheck studio. And Jen, the album is called Smiley Face. It's a new record, so I haven't, you know, spent tons of time with it, but I
because that'd be impossible.
Couldn't help but notice that that song sounded a little bit like one of the songs on the record called Secret Energy.
I mean, I think it's probably part of the same family, you know? Like, I think that the energy, you know, from the record, it was probably because we're playing songs from the record, but that was, I mean, we wrote that song together just now. So maybe, yeah, I'm sure Soundcheck 2017, we'll put that on the next record and like everyone will get a cut.
It'll be a hit.
Jen, shh, about the cuts. We have to talk about that.
I really like my vocal part though.
I loved your vocal part.
Yeah, great job.
It really complements what she's doing.
Yeah.
It's like harmony, you know? It's like in perfect harmony.
Yep. Sure.
So Teeny Lieberson from the band Teen sitting at the piano and singing with Jen Goma. And then we had Jason the guitar tech and Josh the cryo bass guy. Lorelei, somehow you're going to herd all of these cats to Union Pool on July 9th. And
yeah, I have a van that I take everybody in. And we are going to ride in that van, get some other vans to bring other people in.
Caravan.
All right.
My van service, if anybody needs it. 1-342-776-6565. Ask for Sally the Clown. That's another name I go by.
Well, Jen, at this point, all I can say is good luck to you.
Thank you.
The record sounds great.
Thank you so much. I know you mean that from the bottom of your heart. I can't wait to come back.
I was going to say that I meant it, you know, from the bottom of my heart.
I could tell. I mean, we're locking eyes so intensely right now. I don't see how you could have meant it from the bottom of anywhere else.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Jen Goma and the band Showtime Goma, my guests on Soundcheck.